Going back to school has been a minefield, from the physical dangers of COVID to the psychological impacts of online learning. WUOT's Claire Heddles took a closer look at one more factor in an increasingly digital COVID world, student privacy.
Knox County School Board member Jennifer Owen warned about biometric data before the district approved its contract with Florida Virtual Schools.
Biometric data can track everything you are doing, everything from how long it takes you to type a sentence to whether you are blinking regularly.
There's one line deep in the contract that grants the Florida school access to things like students' retinal scans and facial recognition. Shobita Parthasarathy studies facial recognition technology. She's worried about a couple things.
These kinds of technologies tend to disproportionately burden students of color who are already often assumed to be somehow deviant, somehow not as good as their white counterparts. So these technologies tend to exacerbate that kind of racism by rendering it quantitative and technological and objective. The second thing is that we see increased feelings of anxiety and concern because students are aware that they're always being surveilled.
More than 1,200 students at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, have signed a petition to ban a software called Proctorio that uses students' camera and microphone to watch them while they're taking tests. Carlos Caicedo signed the petition. He says the software increases anxiety.
Oh, 100%, because Proctorio often makes you scan your surroundings, which instantly makes you feel like you're doing something wrong or like you are guilty of something because it's assuming that, you know, you're probably going to cheat.
University officials said in a statement they do not plan to stop using Proctorio. The administrators who are making the decisions about all students' virtual privacy often don't have time to closely scrutinize new software. Attorney Ted Claypool specializes in data breaches. He says parents must give consent before schools can take students' biometric data, but consent is defined pretty broadly.
When you give a generalized agreement, yes, I don't mind if the school turns on the camera on my child's computer, you know, what are you agreeing to? You could be agreeing to terrible things. Whereas if you're agreeing specifically program by program, which is not what's required under Tennessee law, then you have some idea of really what you're doing.
Despite what's in the contract with Florida Virtual Schools, in a statement, the district said only students can turn their cameras on or off on school-issued Chromebooks. Concerns about biometric data are largely hypothetical, but teachers say the anxiety students feel about being on camera at home is very real.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get started today.
Rainey Shattuck teaches 8th grade at Vine Middle Magnet School.
You are still clicking on that big red Let's Get Started button.
She says she doesn't mandate cameras, but lets students decide.
We definitely all, like, commiserate and celebrate victories together as far as, you know, oh, a kid that I haven't really gotten to speak to face-to-face turn their camera on to answer a question, and you do find yourself celebrating those those really small victories.
She uses the chat feature often and lets students communicate with emojis or GIFs to meet them where they're at in the brave new world of the virtual classroom. I'm Claire Heddles, WUOT News.